my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 147 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. As always, I thank you for the support, whether it's with the podcast here, the blog over at my123cents.com, kevinhunsblogger.com, which I am going to start focusing more on, and I'll talk more about that a little later in this podcast, as well as the new collar and elbow brand that I am involved with. Again, if you are interested in purchasing a shirt by Collar and Elbow, head to their website, collarandelbowbrand.com, and use the promo code MY123CENTS. You will save 10% off of your purchase. Now, I guess this past week has been a rather chaotic one with work and then the things that were going on with Stride Pro Wrestling, which is the focus of this week's show. And typically I get a guest, but due to some incidents that happened at the Stride show, I just didn't have the heart to sit down with anyone after the show and record anything. I wanted to get home, and I'll talk more about that in a moment as well. But what I do want to, you know, I mentioned Kevin Huntsberger and the My 1-2-3 Cents blog, and you know, this podcast is mostly about wrestling, but you know, for those of you who know me, you know that I am working very hard on brand building and getting out there outside of what my day job is as a news anchor. And you know, I do want to be known as the wrestling guy, and I do want to be known as the blogger, and I'm getting some success in the blogging realm of things, and that is part of the reason why I've been a little extra busy this past week. I've picked up some new freelance gigs, and some new opportunities are coming up in terms of doing some marketing, kind of freelance marketing jobs as well. So I've been extremely busy with that. So I am going to be focusing on the brand of blogging and whatnot, still doing my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, obviously, and I will still be blogging at my123cents.com. I am kind of shifting my blog streak, though. I have blogged every day over at my123cents.com since May of 2016. And I'm going to continue to write over at my123cents.com and focus a lot on the indie scene. It seems like the blogs that I write about the indie wrestling scene get a little bit more traction than the WWE blogs. So I will be continuing to blog in both of those areas, but kevinhunsblogger.com is probably going to be a little bit more of my focus, at least for the next little bit here, just to kind of see where we go and take things on. So I will also, you know, obviously continue to be working with Stride Pro Wrestling. The next big show coming up for Stride is on Friday night, October 6th. WWE Hall of Famer Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will be a part of that evening. There will be a meet and greet going on with the Dragon and some great matches already signed, and I'll get to those as I kind of go through the rundown of what is happening with Stride Pro Wrestling. The big show happening over the weekend, Saturday night at the Illinois Star Center Mall, and this was probably one of the more chaotic nights in Stride's history, at least that come to my mind and involving me personally, and that's where we'll start, is the open of the show. I had an interview segment with Farmer Billy Hills, brought him into the ring to kind of get some answers, because last week's guest, we had J.D. Wilk on, who was attacked by Farmer after their tag team match at the previous show in August. So I basically just wanted some answers from Farmer to find out why he chose to attack J.D. Wilk, and he was frustrated. And admittedly, I kind of continued to provoke him, I guess, asking him why he had not, you know, if you look at Farmer's history, and if you look at my history with Farmer, we go way back to the AAPW days. Back in 2011, we first met. He invited me down to his farm in Mudlick, Kentucky. One of his horses bit me. I shoveled some hay and poo and all that stuff. I mean, we had a good time bonding that day on the farm and have been friends ever since then, actually before that, but that day we really bonded. And so I felt like I could talk to Farmer one-on-one and kind of get some answers from him. And, you know, it has come up on Stride's page on Facebook and on Twitter, you know, fans wanting to know, when is Farmer going to be a champion? And Farmer has had plenty of opportunities. He has wrestled Axe Allwirt for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. He wrestled Heath Hatton. He wrestled Roger Mathis. He never won. He was a part of the Legacy Tournament to crown a new Legacy champion. He came up short there. Then in tag team competition, you know, he teamed up with J.D. Wilk just last month. They fell short to Maximum Overdrive. He teamed up with Cowboy Bob Orton in pursuit of those belts and came up short. Osby Tomlin and Farmer teamed up at the very first Stride show, and it was looking like a promising team developing there to get into the hunt for the very first Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championship. But, you know, Osby attacked Farmer. So Farmer has a history just of not having a whole lot of luck in terms of that, and I think he's frustrated by that. And I kept asking about him, and then I tipped him over the edge, I think, with asking him about EC3. He wrestled EC3 at Cape Championship Wrestling for the Global Force Wrestling Grand Championship, and he came up short in that contest, actually got hurt. And that, I think, was the tipping point, and I found my tipping point, and Farmer pushed me very hard to the mat. I dropped the mic, got a little discombobulated, but I do want to thank J.D. Wilk for coming out, because Farmer kind of, I don't know what was going through his mind. I don't know what he had planned next. And then throughout the night, I just did not feel comfortable or at ease when Farmer was around, and why I actually vacated the ring during the ring announcements for the main event, which he was a part of. So Farmer, I don't know what's up, but hopefully, you know, we can talk things out and figure out what exactly is going on with your situation. But the night then continued on with a new member of the DR party, Dexter Roswell. Brian Richards and manager Jay Wellington Beauregard hit the ring to announce that Aaron Edwards is the newest member of the party, and he had the task of facing off against Jose Magnifico, and Magnifico picked up a big win there. But the DR party immediately went into action and attacked Magnifico, and unfortunately tried to beat him up. They knocked him in the head with the pinata, and it made quite a mess. The next match saw a tag team championship title defense as disciplinary action. T-Dog, Jerry Travelstead, and the Stone Cold Plumpster, Josh Plumley, took on Maximum Overdrive. Again, they also had their manager, Jay Wellington Beauregard, out. And what ended up happening here was the DR party came back out and attacked Plumley and T-Dog. Plumley actually ended up suffering a concussion as a result of that interference, and that caused a disqualification, which didn't set well with Axe Allwirt. Axe was very upset about this. Well, then our general manager, Sam Hunter, decides to hit the ring, and he announces that the DR party, Dexter Roswell and Brian Richardson, later in the night will be facing Cash Borden and Joey O'Reilly for a number one contendership, which could have put a damper on the whole Jay Wellington Beauregard empire, but we'll get to that match in just a few minutes. But there was a bit of a threat from Axe Allwirt during the course of that as well. So the next match on the card was a no disqualification match between Red Daniels and Chris Hargis. And this one was brutal. These two men just beat the crap out of each other. They were inside the ring. They were outside the ring. A table got set up at one point. Luckily, no one went through it. Chairs were involved, as we would not be surprised. Red Daniels carrying that chair with him everywhere he goes these days. Well, things kind of got crazy toward the end, and a fan who we have found out now is actually the girlfriend of Red Daniels, in my opinion, from my vantage point and my 1-2-3 cents, was pulled up out of her seat by Red himself as Hargis was going to hit Red, and unfortunately Amanda was hit and fell to the ground, and Red Daniels, for whatever reason, turned tail in ran. Well, the reason is he's a coward, but you know what? I already have Farmer mad at me. I'm not going to try to get under the skin of Red Daniels as well. Anyway, he fled. And myself and Lane Austin, the referee, as well as a couple of attendants there with Stride Pro Wrestling, did help Amanda get back to the back. But unfortunately, as a result of this, there's a zero tolerance policy when it comes to fans getting hurt or hit or injured. And we don't know the extent of Amanda's injuries at this point, but we do know that Sam Hunter has suspended Chris Hargis for 30 days. So Hargis is out of Stride for the next 30 days. He will not be a part of that big show coming to Pinckneyville with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. So I know it was an accident. Chris had no ill intent or no ill will. But unfortunately, the rules are the rules, and Stride Pro Wrestling's rules clearly state that if any wrestler has any kind of altercation, no matter who's at fault, the wrestler will be suspended. The first offense is for 30 days. So we look forward to Chris coming back after his 30-day suspension is served. After intermission, we came back for the tag team title number one contenders match. Again, it was Cash Borden and Joey O'Reilly, a great team. These two work very well together. You maybe remember Team Triple X of Jay Spade and Joey O'Reilly. And Cash Borden, of course, used to team up with Dalton Diamond. But I tell you what, Cash and Joey really gelled well together, I thought, and looked great. And they ended up beating the DR Party. And you know what? It's going to set up now, because as that match was coming to an end, T-Dog came out, Jerry Travelstead, to kind of avenge what had happened to his partner, Josh Plumley, earlier in the night by the DR Party. And he has announced that it has been signed, sealed, and delivered, and Sam Hunter again confirmed it, a paddle on a pole match coming up on Friday night, October 6th. Whoever gets that pole and beats their opponent can then give them some wax, I guess. And, you know, T-Dog, Jerry Travelstead, is a superintendent in Pinckneyville. So he is ready to go here, and he's used to dealing sometimes with those unruly students. And Dexter Roswell may be in for the beating of a lifetime, literally. But I tell you what, toward the end of that match, Dexter took a move that my hat off to him. He really, I was scared. I was a little nervous there, because I'd never seen this move done before, and I can't even really explain it. I don't know what Cash and Joey are going to call it, but if they hit, they would probably have to hit it on Scott Phoenix, because Axe is a bigger guy and would be hard to get into this position. But if they hit it on Scott Phoenix, it'll be over, and we will have new Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions for sure, and Cash Borden and Joey O'Reilly. My props and kudos to those guys for an amazing match. And another amazing match, the Legacy Championship. Tony Flood is the champion. He has told Sam Hunter that if he can hold on to, or they've made a deal, he and General Manager Sam Hunter, if Tony can hold on to the Legacy Championship until January 1st, 2018, he becomes the general manager. So Sam Hunter has voluntarily said that he will leave the company if Tony Flood retains the championship through the end of the year. So that being said, Sam Hunter has tried to put some pretty stiff competition in there against Tony Flood. And, you know, last month it was a big monster of a man, Johnny Blade. This month, it is the former former Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Heath Hatton. And Hatton came into the ring and was ready to go. And these two put on a great, great match. I can't say enough about it. It's the former Heavyweight Champion against the current Legacy Champion. There was some shenanigans and some dirty pool going on by the champion, as you would expect. Tony does that part very well. He ended up bringing in the championship belt when referee Lane Austin was distracted, trying to fix the busted turnbuckle, went to hit Hatton with it, missed. Hatton ended up spearing Tony in the meantime, but the belt was laying there beside Tony as Hatton went for the cover. Referee turns around and asks if Hatton used it. Hatton says no. Sam Hunter was at ringside and was trying to explain to Austin or to Lane what happened. And in the meantime, Tony pulls out a pair of brass knucks, knocks out Heath, gets the pin. But after the match, Hatton is frustrated, understandably, and challenges Tony to a rematch. at the October 6th show in Pinckneyville and says that if he loses, not only will he retire, but he'll take Sam Hunter with him. So now Heath Hatton's career is on the line as well as Tony Flood's Legacy Championship. So Tony Flood could put two men out of Stride Pro Wrestling in one night. So be sure to join us again on Friday night, October 6th. That takes us now to our main event. It is champion Big Roger Mathis and Farmer Billy Hills. They are taking on the team of J.D. Wilk and Jay Spade. And of course, you know, Roger and Farmer outweigh both of their competitors. I mean, even as one man, they could collectively outweigh this team. So they just dominated. Although J.D. Wilk and Jay Spade, fighting men, fighting spirits, they came back. And there were a couple of moments there that I really thought they were going to pull the upset over the two bigger men. But in the end, it was Farmer and Roger who got the victory. And then just to add insult to injury, just kind of decimated them after the match as well, spitting out whatever substance was in that that jug that Farmer came out drinking before the show and spitting into the air as well. So overall, it was a great show. Again, a lot of great fan support who, you know, our regulars, Hunter and Jamie coming down from the Mount Vernon area. We appreciate that. Asa and Dalton, who have been guests on this podcast, coming over from Cape. Barry from Cape Girardeau as well, from Cape Championship Wrestling. I like when we get that unity and seeing those friends coming out and supporting us here in Marion, Illinois. And of course, when I'm able to, I return the favor and head over to Cape for Cape Championship Wrestling, which is their next big show. The September 29th, it's a fan expo. And then on the 30th is the actual night of wrestling. And Jeff Hardy's going to be performing with his band. He's not going to be wrestling, but he is going to be there performing and doing a meet and greet. You can check out all those details at Cape Championship Wrestling. So I did mention, and you know, Asa and Dalton, I do want to also shout out to Shannon and the rest of the crew over at Podzilla 1985. They're very kind, kind words about me and my 1-2-3 cents. And I just want to say that I do enjoy their podcast. They actually have a new one kind of going into the rotation, I Want to Believe, which I don't know a whole lot about the Paranormal Activity, but after listening that first week, I'm interested. I'm hooked. So I will continue to listen to that show as well. So check out Podzilla 1985. They are some good people over there in Cape Girardeau, very supportive of wrestling in general. And I do appreciate and thank them for their support personally here at my 1-2-3 cents. Mentioned October 6th. That is the big night that Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will be in town. More matches, of course, will be announced in the coming days. We're hopefully also going to learn more about the Stride Cup. General Manager Sam Hunter mentioned the Stride Cup is coming up. The trophy is in, and it looks amazing. So one man will walk out as the first ever Stride Pro Wrestling Stride Cup winner. Looking forward to learning more details about that. And we may learn more on October 14th as well. We have two shows coming up in October. Of course, the 6th is a fundraiser in Pinckneyville. Then October 14th, we're back home at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. And details on that card and guests will be added here on the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast as well. I hope that my rambling for the last 18 minutes or so hasn't been too overbearing. You guys stayed to the very end. I appreciate it again. Collarandelbowbrand.com. Use the code MY123CENTS. Save 10% on your next purchase. Everyone, thanks so much for listening, sharing, and supporting MY123CENTS. And also for supporting all of the shows right here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Chad's working on another edition of The Year in Music in 1991 over at Positive Cynicism. And of course, if you are a Nebraska Cornhuskers fan of athletics and football specifically, check out the Five Hearts podcast. And then Greg Mahochko also hosts a show on everything nerdy. So it is called Nerds United. Lots of comic books and movie discussion going on over there. So as always, thanks for supporting all of the causes here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.